Blog Talk Radio.
Do me a favor and make some noise, everybody. This is my tribute to the sound of the 80s, the early 90s. Back in the day when we used to wear choir robes, y'all remember that? Come on, EOP and BOI. Say, Lord, I really.
Broadcast of The Word is Right in conjunction with Past Generation Lost in the Mix, Affected by Sight, hosted by none other than yours truly, Evangelist Missionary Dr. Katrina M. Sanders, member of the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Inc., Church of God in Christ, where the founder and pastor is District Superintendent Pastor Robert R. Sanders II. I got a buzz this morning. I was circling my email because I was looking for something important, and I got a news bud in my neighborhood watch group. We have a neighborhood watch group here in our community, and an article was posted by one of our neighbors regarding a well-known particular church here that is actually about 60 seconds from where we live. And before we get started, given thank God we're at the end of July, y'all. This is really, this is going to the 8th month of the year. Wow. We thank God for so much that have taken place and gone on. And we know a lot of churches are in their conventions and convocations, and blessings be upon them in honor of Pastor Sanders II, who's relaxing this Saturday morning. While I was looking on my internet, on my email, our group for our community, I was very disappointed in what I read, because, once again, I'm going to go back to when all of this started during the time of the administration of former President Barack Obama. We know that there have been many things that have taken place in this world, in the, as they say, the troglodyte days, and so forth and so on. But what bothers me is when a bill was presented that a lot of states did not take the time to go and vote and decline the bill in that state. Some southern states did, but up here they didn't. I'm going to read to you this article that I read, and it's actually published by the gay and lesbian community. They have their own little newspaper. But this, it's going to be a confrontation, but I want to read this to you. Chicago church kicks outmember at the same-sex wedding. They're doing it this Sunday. The Windy City Times is a lesbian gay community newspaper. But I want to read this article a bit. I want you to really pay attention to what I'm going to say. And I'm reading the article. I'm not revising it. I'm going to read the article as is. Friends of a longtime parishioner of Apostolic Church of God will be picketing this Sunday outside the Southside Church, Chicago ministry, from 8 a.m. until noon on tomorrow to protest her removal. The woman, who prefers to remain anonymous, married her partner, a woman, which resulted in her being kicked out of the Apostolic Church of God, located 6320 South Dorchester. Chick Chick Social Club is sponsoring the protest. The woman's grandmother and mother, who belong to the church, which is affiliated with the Pentecostal movement, and her friends say she is devastated by the situation. Her daughter attacked the church on Facebook, as usual. Everybody got to go to Facebook. Go to an atheist who don't care about God, Abraham, or Isaac, including his pastor, Dr. Byron T. Brazier. Brazier then used a sermon to lash back, following in an excerpt from his remarks. People that gay marriage is the law of the land. Then why does the church, and in particular Apostolic Church of God, find this objectionable? If there are homosexuals in the church, then it appears to be hypocritical not to accept gay marriage. I am sure that people who ask the question are asking for a true understanding. I am sure there may be those who are homosexuals that are part of the family of the Apostolic Church of God. I am sure of that. But there are also liars, fornicators, backbiters, and all other types of humanity. Because if there were no sin, there'd be no reason to be a church. The congregation may applaud. There was no forgiveness. Why would there be grace? So it's not that everybody's perfect. We're all imperfect. But what we must realize is that we cannot institutionalize that which the Lord has already condemned. The church applauds. And we cannot make exceptions. It is the word of the Lord of God. Long applause. To that end, a prominent member of this church married a woman for the same sex. Her grandmother was a member here. Her mother was a member here. She was a member here along with her family. Her marriage was posted on Facebook, and he was informed by several members of the congregation concerning this matter. He spoke to her earlier, late last week, and explained the church's position on gay marriage, which she knew, she understood, and she accepted that could no longer be a member of the Apostolic Church of God. However, the daughter took exception and began to place derogatory comments on Facebook and other social media concerning Apostolic Church of God, Evangelist Ivy Nichols, myself, and my father, late Bishop Arthur Brazier, extremely negative. That really has provided me great anguish. Friends of the woman called out the pastor for publicly going after her, saying his to humiliate her. That was the way beyond the calling of the pastor to do such a thing amongst the congregation. One woman wrote on Facebook, "I thought the church was a place to be delivered from sin. Why did the pastor contradict himself in the video?" Chick Chick Events page, "We raise our voices and invite you to join in a community protest organized in support of love and justice. A peaceful protest is being held in opposition to hate, inspired doctrine, and public shaming by the Apostolic Church of God against the LGBTQ congregational members." Now, let me interject here. No organization has the right to tell any other religious organization or denomination what they need to change to fit what they want. because it's against the Constitution of the Americas of the United States. Let's go to that constitutional right. The First Amendment to the United States Constitution prohibits the making of any law respecting an establishment of religion, ensuring that there is no prohibition on free exercise of religion, abridging the speech, freedom of speech, infringing the freedom of the press. Now, when you talk about religion, everyone has a right to be a part of a denomination. That's your right as a citizen. How denomination has a conflicting opinion about certain things, you can't walk in there and tell them, change it because I'm this and you better do it for me because it's my right. No law can tell a church what to do when it comes to religious practices. I'm one that will tell you, if you want to change, if the LGBTQ community want to change them, march your in over there on 77th and Stony Island and go after Farrakhan. I promise you, you better ask the late Malcolm X's people what happened to him. Already been established in Illinois. The homosexual agenda manifesto. Just because you want to marry the same sex, that's your choice of who you want to sleep with. You were born what you are when you came out of the womb of your parents. But if you decide to want to change, that's your position. But you can't tell a church, we don't like your doctrine. You knew the doctrine was like that when you was a member of the church. That's why you got new members class. That's why you have new members class, to understand the stand on that church. I don't care if your great-granddaddy's, auntie's, cousin's, great-grandma's, mama's, sister's, brother went to any denomination. If you already know what that church is stand on, why do you want them to change it because of one person? You want apostolic to say, okay, we're going to change because, no, that's not the law. If you want to sleep with a freaking dog, that's your choice. If you want to sleep with a bear, that's your business. But with the church, you're asking the church to change because of what you feel, what you want, what you think you need to do. That's wrong. It's wrong. And now you want to disrupt their Sunday service based on you decide to marry somebody of the same sex and you already know that church is against of lifestyle or that type of living. And you want to disrupt the whole thing. And what's crazy is that you go on Facebook and you blast out all your feelings on Facebook. Do you know people get killed by talking so much with their mouth? Am I right, Pastor Sanders?
Amen. I want to say something. I want to say something. First of all, I want to just thank all of our listeners for tuning in. But incident actually happened before. It just got here. It hit our neighborhood. But in Virginia, I forget the city, but there was a church that encountered the same type of resistance because the pastor refused to marry a gay couple, and also he refused to lease out the fellowship hall to the child, a grandchild of a member who had been one of the founding members of this church. This person, who was gay, felt that they had the right to utilize the church facility and for the pastor to marry them because their parents had helped build the church and put so much money into the church and felt that it was wrong for the pastor not to marry them. I want to say this and say this clearly. Leviticus 18 and 22 clearly states that it is an abomination for a man to lie with a man as with a woman. And we who are the guardians of the faith, we have to take a stand on the word of God no matter what. And I'm here to tell you to serve notice. I've told my members that they have to get some bail money for me if they wanted me to go against the word of God and to marry who are of the same sex. I can't do it. The Bible prohibits me not to do it. And I can't even in my spirit do that, because my spirit is the same spirit as the Spirit of God. Now, that's not to say that we don't want to have them in the church. We don't want them to come to church. They're more than welcome to come to the church. The church is for people who need help and for people who need healing. We don't want to run them out of the church, but they need help. And we don't hate homosexuals. I don't hate homosexuals. I love them. God hates sin but loves the sinner. And we have to take the same position that God takes. God loves sinners so much that he gave his own son, and who had to come and die and sacrifice his life so that people who are in homosexuality, people who are liars, people who are thieves, people who are caught up in adultery and fornication can be delivered from sin and freed from death. That's really what it's all about. What this situation is Satan rearing his ugly head against the church and using the church as a platform to solidify the agenda for homosexuality. This is not an accident, people. This is a planned thing. This was meant to be. These actions and activities that we are talking about have been on the table for the agenda for the homosexual since the 1970s. Mm-hmm. What the church did as a whole or as a group literally went to sleep and tucked their heads in the sand, because we had a few people who did not have the Holy Ghost that were in leadership, totally ignored it. And those, now, I'm not saying all did that. There were leaders that did have the Holy Spirit that did speak out against it and then come and came out against it. But they were few and far between.
Yep.
The Bible says wide is the way that leadeth to destruction, leadeth to hell, but narrow is the way that leadeth to eternal life. It's just like that in the church organization as a whole. There are very few that will speak out against this type of activity. Dr. Sanders?
And understand that what God has in the Word of God for us to understand, this is where we as believers have not opened our mouth. As Pastor said, we fell asleep. We allowed stuff to go on. Me personally, my denomination up here, a lot of them didn't even go to Springfield.
Like
they didn't even go to Springfield. With all of the churches that are here in Chicago, they were worried about going somewhere else. When that law came out under the administration of former President Barack Obama, you should have said something. That was your cue to stop by, cast your vote, and then go about your business. They didn't do it. You know, it's sad. That this is going on, it's a wake up while we arguing about other stuff. You know, now the church, now it's going to be, they're going to get together and they're going to start telling you what to preach in your pulpit.
I don't think so.
Oh, they're going to petition to do that. So now you have this going on. Well, guess what? We as believers, we have just as much right. The LGBTQ community, they have their millions of people that go to their parade. Go on there. That's what you do. But because you do it, don't mean I got to be there to watch it. So now, if you want to tell this church what to do, now the family of this church or was a part of the church, they knew the doctrine of this church. You knew what this church was founded on. You knew what this church was built upon. You already knew. The thing about it is that if you already knew, why all of a sudden now you want to make a mountain out of a molehill? If you knew this church was not going to accept what you did, why are you going to make them do it and you want to remain a member there? Why not go where you want to go, where you feel comfortable, where you know? Because, see, number one, what you're doing, you're telling God to, you're bullying God. One thing I don't like nobody is to bully God. Because if you bully God, you're a dangerous person walking with a death mark on your head. The Constitution cannot tell the churches to change their doctrine. God loves he loves us. He loves the sinner, but he's not going to conform to what you want. He will allow you to live out what you want, but he's not going to be bothered with the foolishness that you bring upon him. But we as a church, while we argue about titles and positions and statuses and titles, because it's going to come to your door. I'm a pastor's wife. I promise you. We have family members and whatnot that are practicing these different lifestyles, cousins, whatever, kids, whatever. But the thing about it is that we don't have to have you in our world like that. Stand with Bishop Brazier on what they believe, because they are typically our sister in a sense, because the Pentecostal movement is about saving souls. We believe in you being healed, delivered, and set free. The church is the original social service for healing, for help, for mankind. But if that church has a doctrine and it stands, you don't have no right to violate that. You don't have to be a member there. It makes it easier for you. You want that church to go back into its history and change stuff to oblige you. That's wrong. But as I said before, go to the Nation of Islam. If you're bold enough to do it at Brazier's Church, take it to Islam and see how long what's going to happen. See, that's where I call your card at. Everybody else will give you a pat on the back. But no one has a right to tell the church to change its doctrine based on what you choose to do. That's not right. Because the Bible clearly tells you who will have a part in hell. The church is a healing place. But you got to want to be healed. You got to want to understand what the problem is that's going on with your life. Nobody make you anything. You choose to do something. It used to be, oh, somebody got raped and molested, so they changed. No. You could have got up if you wanted to. Maybe family members didn't want it. They were too ashamed or afraid to tell you how they feel. I have family members that are living that kind of lifestyle. I love them, but I don't want you around my world like that. I'm not going to no gay lesbian parade. I ain't wearing no pride colors and whatnot. See, we can go into this whole thing. We really can. And then people will get hurt. But my thing is, you can't tell no church what to do with their doctrine. That's not your right. No. They don't have to do it for you. You don't have to be a member of that church. If everybody left, there was a member there of this family left, then you left. Go tell you somewhere where you're comfortable to go. But don't do that. That's not right. And for them to do that and to go and start up some confusion, that's called sowing discord. We all got to live in this country, but we don't have to be. That's like, you know, how would you want? The KKK don't like homosexuals. Hello? They don't like them. You thought they hated black folks? What do you think they think about the LGBT community? Why don't you go and fight them? Because they believe in killing you. They want you murdered. That, you got to understand, LGBT community. You all have to understand, you can't tell other churches what to do. That's not your right. You enter your feelings. You don't have to be a member of a church that will not accept you with a wife or the same. You a woman and you got a wife and you got a husband. So what you're saying is that you all got something different and you think that God is crazy. I don't think so. And the souls are sin sick. That's why Jesus Christ died for your sins. He wants you to come out of that stuff. But if you choose to stay in it, that's your preference. But it ain't your right to tell the church to change that doctrine belief that's older than you and your mama living and anybody else because of what you feel. That's not fair. That's not fair. You know why it's not fair? Because you want things to change to make you comfortable but make everybody else miserable. I don't think so. You got a lot of two-way streets on the road. All highways ain't one way. If you want to go to a church that accepts all of that and they do what they do, then that's where you go and leave the other church alone. They're not bothering you. They're not pestering you. He's the leader of that church. If you cannot respect that church's doctrine, then so be it. Go about your business. You don't go around trying to change every denomination because you feel where they ought to give me. I don't care how much money you put into it. If you decide to do something different and you already know God's in that church, then you are wrong. You have no right to tell that church to change what they've been on all these years in the community, and now you want to disrupt their service on Sunday because of one person. So what are you going to do? Are you going to go up there with a gun and a knife and a baseball bat and beat them to death? See, that's when you, because see, I know the spirit that a lot of them carry because you want to chicken choke people into accepting what you do. People can accept what you choose to live, but you don't have a right to tell a church what to do. You're wrong for that. Go to a church that will accept what you're doing and you go about your business. Because what's going to happen, you're going to cause those who are believers to come out of their Christianity behavior, and you're going to have this city burned up into pieces, just like the myth says about Mrs. O'Leary's child. Then you must be mad at all of us because we don't participate in nothing that y'all do. That's your world. I ain't in it, and I ain't trying to get a nut out of it either. But you're wrong to tell a church what to do. You already knew what that church is about. You knew what, if you know what a church stands for, I'm talking to everybody. If you already know what that church stands for and you don't like it, you don't have to join it. And if they tell you they don't accept it, then you can leave. That's no constitutional right because that's your freedom to exercise religion. But you cannot tell an oldest Pentecostal movement to change their stuff to satisfy what you want. I'm sorry. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. Until next time, you all, be blessed.